It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess. This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Trash Talkin' Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Some of your top stories of the debate is tonight. We'll have it live on the Sky. It's 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Also, we'll give an update on following Francine bubbling up in the Gulf. Shouldn't be a threat to Florida, but I'll track it for you anyway. But right now, we've got Sheriff Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County with us. And good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for asking.
How's the jail progress going?
Well, it seems like we've been talking about this for a year. Well, probably because we have. But I'm being told that within the next 30 days, we should be able to do our transition and get our inmates away from these other counties and into our own facility. So we're pretty darn excited.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like you say, it's been a long time coming, and it's much needed. What about the school safety issues? Schools just recently, you know, came back into session. We know there's always some associated stuff with that.
Yes, sir. All over North Central Florida, it appears like in the past week, they've been getting all kinds of threats, and they're playing off of the recent tragedies that they had in, I think it was Texas or Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
And so we have a lot of copycats, and you know, but we don't have any room for error. We have to take those things seriously. We investigate them. I've just seen where the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and I think Madison County Sheriff's Office was able to track down one of these Facebook social media posts and arrested them. And it was, I think, a 13 or 14 year old male. And it's just, I don't think what they're doing, they quite realize how much effort it goes into trying to investigate these crimes and how much money it takes. But when we catch them, they certainly understand at that point, because we make sure that all the charges and the appropriate charges there, we make sure the state attorney's office, which they always do, go after them with the full extent of the law. And if they have the financial means, their families, and they're complicit in their actions, we make sure that the cost of the investigation is sent to them.
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, the immense resources, and you're putting other lives in danger, especially if you've, you know, a sheriff's office, you don't have a ton of folks on the road. So if they're pulled in that direction, there could be somebody else that is going to suffer for it. Yeah, absolutely. So, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, you know, I think it was last year we arrested a child, I think 11 or 12 years old, for making threats, and I unapologetically did it because they got to know this is not the normal. It is not fun and games. It isn't funny. And if it happens in Gilchrist County, I'm going to reach out to any and all resources I have. We're going to find out who did it, and we're going to nip it right then. And I don't care what the age is. I think that's the only response that law enforcement can have in order to try to maintain some type of order.
Yeah, let word spread that, oh, that's awful. Did you hear that kind of sentence? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, good. Spread it around. Hopefully it'll have a deterrent effect. I love peanuts, but on the road, big peanut trucks can be hazardous. We got to be on the lookout. 'Tis the season, correct?
Yes, sir. Our ag culture folks are they're always at full throttle. But right now it's peanut season, so a lot of people see these combines, these harvesters on the road. I just ask the citizens to understand that they've got to get from point A to point B, and they try to do it as safely as possible. I hear people, they get a little irritated, especially those who aren't necessarily from around here all the time or just moved here, about how big these things are, and they go so slow and they can't get off the road. Well, those things are massive, and they can't stop on a dime, but we've got to have them. I support them. I make sure that when they request escorts and ability to move safely through our municipalities and through our county, that we're there. But that's what drives our local economy is the agriculture business. And we all love peanut butter, and we all love bold peanuts. So I just ask everybody to have a little bit of caution, have a little patience, and just be grateful that these farmers do what they do.
Right. It's a mild inconvenience, to say the least. Hey, a couple of your deputies just got honored annual Hometown Hero Gala.
Yes, sir. In Ocala, they had an award show, and they honored Julio Diaz, who's a school resource deputy at Bell Elementary, or correction, Trenton Elementary School, and Deputy Brett Crawford. I think they recognized a lot of first responders, kind of, sort of, what the what WSKY does at their annual thing. But it was good, and the guys were honored. And any time that we can honor law enforcement or our first responders, it's a positive thing. And just they had a good time, and we really appreciate any and all that take the time to honor it.
I got to ask you about the Wildwood weed, otherwise known as marijuana. This is going to be on the ballot. Instead of asking your take on how you feel about it, it doesn't matter in some ways because you're going to have to deal with it one way or another. So I guess my question is, from this perspective, Sheriff, if the law changes, recreational use becomes legal in Florida, will it require less or more of your office's resources?
Well, I have been doing a lot of looking into this, and I've talked to a lot of my constituents who are on both sides of this amendment, and I listen to what Colorado says. I listen to what Washington and these other recreational use marijuana say, and it can be scary. You know, it's a constitutional amendment, so if there's any room for error, it's going to be 20, 25 years before you can address it. Secondly, it's for law enforcement. There is, to my knowledge, no test that you can give if somebody's driving impaired and under the influence of marijuana, and that's problematic. Having worked on in the state attorney's office and public defender's office and as a law enforcement officer, it's more than just observing somebody's driving pattern. There's certain things you got to prove in order to hold people accountable, and to my knowledge, that's a problem out in Colorado. That's a problem everywhere. And there's lots of data out there that suggests that traffic accidents are increased by those who are under the influence of marijuana. And the last thing that's kind of concerning, in Colorado, you can possess 1 ounce of marijuana.
That's a significant amount.
Under this, it is. Yeah, the proposal for Florida is 4 ounces.
Wow.
4 ounces.
That's quite a bit, especially... Yeah, considering the potency level that we see in the modern era, 4 ounces is quite a bit.
Yes, sir. And there's arguments on all sides. I mean, I'm all about, you know, free market and everything else. And, you know, I have to concern myself with the well-being and trying to enforce the laws and uphold the Constitution. So I try my best to look at things objectively. But at face value, this seems to be concerning. And then some of my constituents, is they see an opportunity to make money. Well, there's some data out there that in Colorado specifically, and they talk about tax money. They get tax money. For every dollar that's taken in, they suggest that, and they're saying that in Colorado, they're spending $4 for the services required to combat or to counter some of the negative effects that it has. And that's concerning. And then, lastly, and I'll leave it with you, Bob, is it's going to be very hard. These billionaire companies are the ones forcing this here in Florida, they already have a leg up on all these mom and pop stores that want to get in on the process. And I don't think that's getting out a lot, that how hard it's going to be to get them licenses, and it's by design because it's a bottom line market. This isn't about, hey, let's everybody be able to partake of this organic weed. It's all about money, and they're trying to make everybody say, oh, we're going to have tax dollars, and you can sell it, and it's going to be make more businesses. I think they're going to find out that it's going to be very hard to get the license locally, and these billion-dollar companies are going to, out of Canada, are going to rake in the money.
Well, it certainly gives people things to really ponder before they go to the polls. And, Sheriff, we always appreciate your input. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County. Keep doing a great job, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you for always having me, and thank you for having our six, Bob. Thank you very much.
You bet. It is 8:17. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to get to, including the big debate tonight. Couple things to look for. Share that with you next, coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big debate tonight. So it's just the beginning of a Trash Talking Tuesday. It will continue into the night, thanks to Florence Recycling. Although, they don't have anything to do with the debate per se. Although, it will air right here on the Sky tonight. Couple of things I think that Trump needs to really hammer down on: the open borders, and not let her try to squirm her way out with her weak excuse. Well, we had a bipartisan bill. No, Kamala, you can't fool me. I was the president for 4 years. I know exactly what an executive order is, and I know exactly what you and Joe Biden did as soon as you took over, and that was you opened the borders wide open. This is not an accident, you know? And that should be, you know, pounded home. And then also what that means in terms of the fentanyl, the trafficking, and all that. But because tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11, I think it'd be very appropriate to say, and not to mention the fentanyl and the, you know, and the trafficking in human beings and stuff, but this is a national security risk at a time when we remember 9/11, how devastating that was. Can you imagine at that time? If right after 9/11, one of the things, let's say George W. Bush said, is, you know, we're going to open the borders wide open. You would go completely crazy. Well, we still live in a post 9/11 world, which means 9/11 happened. 9/11 happened. Bad things can still happen. We stopped how many hundreds of people at the border that are on a terror watch list? How many got away?
Mm-hmm.
How many got away? How many, Kamala? That's just one area where I think there's no way, shape, or form that she should certainly not get the better of that issue, but
no.
but be hammered on harshly.
Well, again, the fact that there have been those captured that are on the list, and again, we go back to that point. It's not just poor Mexican families. We've seen them from the Middle East and China and Venezuela, and they're here. We just don't know what's going to happen next.
One of the other things that he can question her on is, hey, it's been like 50, 60 days, and you haven't done a press conference. You really haven't answered questions. And just now, just the other day, you put a couple of policy things up on your website. Why the delay? And why are you afraid to really speak to the media? Which is clearly heavily favoring you anyway. So what is that fear all about? You could ask her that. In the meantime, though, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo acting as a pulling guard and blocking for Kamala as she tries to do an end sweep.
Wow.
She was on Squawk Box on CNBC, and she basically said, well, you know, Harris hasn't done a lot of interviews because she has a punishing schedule.
Really?
Very busy. You know, when Trump was president, seemed like he had a fairly busy schedule too.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he took the time to talk to the media. As a matter of fact, showing how busy his schedule was, one of the times he had time to talk was when he was usually leaving on Marine One.
Yeah.
So the helicopter's whirling behind him,
yes.
And he would take question after question.
Yes, he would.
So you knew, hey, he's busy, the helicopter's waiting for him, yet he's taking the time to answer all of their questions. Kamala has never done anything like that, ever.
And what do we see here? Here's a pattern. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz. That last question that comes their way that they don't want to answer, what do they do? Boy, they just bail. They are gone. They are out of here.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing. They've been running away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, if you've got Kamala running away from questions,
mm-hmm.
and yet she has this punishing schedule, who is minding the shop? Because apparently Joe Biden, they've measured it, and has spent 40.3% of his presidency on vacation. So 40% on vacation.
Who's running the store?
Yeah, we're not going to pretend like
right.
he is. He's
right.
not. But
no.
You're making it painfully obvious. And guess who else is going to find out he's on vacation 40% of the time? Our enemies, perhaps? Actors that want to do bad things?
Now, Bob, the White House has told us that even if the president's not in the White House, And forget the fact that we keep seeing these pictures of him sitting on the beach. They've told us he's still working. He's still doing the work.
I don't care whether he's in his house in Rehoboth Beach. I don't care if he's in the White House. The most important place that I would like him to be is someplace that he hasn't been. That would be in his mind versus
good point.
Out of his mind.
Yeah.
Roy, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, my first thought on that is I think he's been on vacation 99% of the time. Just doesn't matter where he's at. But my real question is, are they even teaching 9/11 and December the 11th or December the 7th in school anymore? Because it doesn't seem like anybody cares or remembers it.
You know, it will, I guess, measure that to some extent by, you know, how the media treats it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we'd have to reach out to somebody that, you know, still has children in school age and see how that is treated or taught about in the schools.
I know 2 or 3 years ago on September 11th, Blake came home, and I wanted to kind of go down that road, and it, something was mentioned about New York.
Hmm.
Something happened in New York, yeah.
Some people did something.
They did, yeah, they did.
Remember that one?
We've heard that before.
Yeah,
some people
we have.
Did. Thanks, AOC.
Hey, never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Plenty more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, including Senator Ted Cruz talking about Kamala and the direction she would take the nation. I'll only give you one guess, but that's coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Come on, let's make it a great day. Do a little trash talking, why not?
Well, yeah.
Trash talking Tuesday underway, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while?
Let's
take a look at Radiant Credit Union and a look at the tropics, if you don't mind. What's little old Francine up to? Let me see if they updated this. Let me hit the old refresh thangy.
No.
They updated it, but it's virtually the same. 65 miles an hour, sustained winds, moving north at 5 miles an hour, due to hit the Gulf Coast, basically the Gulf Coast, Louisiana being in its target, somewhere between Houston and New Orleans. And that should be, you know, they'll start feeling that stuff tomorrow. And then by, 3-4 o'clock, it's probably going to, you know, break ground or whatever they say. And it will not or should not impact much of Florida, save for the very tip of the panhandle, perhaps some winds, some additional rains, things like that. But for the most part, the Sunshine State is, I think we escaped on this one. But we feel for the folks there in New Orleans. Not exactly, a city on a hill.
No. But remember how we were told back when from all the experts how, oh, this is going to be another bad year for hurricanes. Climate change, global warming, cooling, refreshing, it's going to be bad.
Well, if you look at the things like the temperature of the water in both the Gulf and the Atlantic, they would normally, that would be some of the modeling that would be very important in their predictions.
Right.
So, yeah, it is interesting that even when these other factors seem to be there and relevant, that it's not necessarily ratcheting things up the way one might think. So,
but they like to talk about it. They love that.
Look, weather truly is unpredictable. That's why man loves the futile idea of trying to predict it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or control it even, maybe.
Huh? Shh.
Oh, sorry.
My gosh.
I know.
Just tell the Chinese everything. Tell them about our weather-making machine.
Blasphemy.
Go ahead.
Right.
Tell them.
They'll build a cheaper one. It'll break.
That is... Not funny.
Oh, I know.
Because that's probably true, too.
Yeah, it probably is.
James Earl Jones has passed away at the age of 93. Is there much of a voice you'd recognize more than his?
No. I am the father.
One day, Simba,
The sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Yeah. It was that, his role in Conan was really put him over the top, I think. But anyway, James Earl Jones, gone, but certainly will not be forgotten for a very long time. The legacy is his great voice. 93, rest in peace. Aaron Rodgers, really rising like a phoenix from the ashes of injury, not being in a professional football game for like 600 days, took the field against, of all teams, the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football. How'd he do? Okay. He did okay, but okay isn't going to be good enough to beat the 49ers. But I think he restored maybe some hope for Jets fans. You know, there were glimpses of good things that could be coming this year. But the 49ers, once again, were just too good. And you think with Christian McCaffrey out, you know, it was going to change their game. But it looked like they followed it just like McCaffrey was in there and gave the ball to Jordan Mason, who, I don't know, he became a star overnight, I think, because he performed extremely, extremely well. All right. The debate is going to air tonight on the Sky, and that'll be at 9 o'clock. So you want to make sure that you're listening to that, or, you know, or watching it or whatever, but this is going to be big. This is going to be big because, what are we, 57 days before the election, and not to mention early voting coming up, and Kamala just now is putting out some of her her policies. Now, these are broken down by Alberto Martinez, so I'm just going to share this with you real quick. Here's a couple of 3 points. Supporting the Climate Equality Act, which would require the government to make stronger consideration of racial and economic inequalities in its environmental policies. Yeah, because climate change knows what color we are, right? Isn't that kind of like COVID knew what time it was?
Yeah, pretty much.
COVID knew that. COVID was confused when everybody was shopping at Publix and only going in one direction down the aisle. COVID's like, what's going on here?
Because it had to make sure it was in the right aisle to get caught.
Insanity. Anyway, then, number two, $10 trillion climate change plan. $10 trillion. That's double our budget, entire budget, for the entire nation to run everything. But this would be earmarked just for climate change plan. It promised a carbon neutral U.S. economy by 2045. And would have cost families at least $8,000 a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And essentially eliminates the internal combustion engine automobiles by 2030. Number three, you've heard of Kamala's Medicare for All plan. But did you know that it would have mandated taxpayer-funded sex change operations and hormone therapy, including, presumably, for children? I know her plan also called for the elimination of private health insurance. In other words, you would not have any choice, regardless of what your employee was going to offer, what you could afford yourself. It's all one system. Good luck, suckers.
So they could tell you what's going to happen to your child and who's going to do it.
Wow. Yeah.
Talk about no parental control.
And those are just three of the positions. They're kind of cooked down in easily assumable bites. All right. Senator Cruz, though, in much simpler language that I can understand, if Harris gets to the White House, she'll go hard, hard left.
Yes.
Yeah. We knew it was going to be a left. We knew it was going to be a hard left. Cruz said it's going to be a hard, hard left. And who knows? It could be a hard, hard, hard left with a Beetlejuice or two thrown in for good measure.
Ooh, be careful.
Senator Ted Cruz, he said this Monday on America's Newsroom, basically that's it in a nutshell. And then he referenced Bernie Sanders like I did the other day. Remember Bernie? Cruz said, I agree with Bernie Sanders, by the way. Kamala is right. She says that her values haven't changed. Well, they haven't changed, Cruz said. She has been a hard left vote her entire life. In the Senate, she showed up in 2017. I served with her for years, and 100% of the time, she voted hard left. Her voting record is to the left of Bernie. That's true. As to the left of Elizabeth Warren, true. I serve with them, Cruz says. It is not easy to get to their left. Ain't much space there, he said. Kamala happily occupied it. And what I was talking about with the, and I think he started to reference, too, by the way, Bernie Sanders, because they asked, hey, is she abandoning her principles or whatever? And Bernie said, no, but she's pragmatic and she has to do what it takes to win the election. I mean, basically admitted that she's going to lie about her policies, about her mission and all that, lie to get elected.
Pragmatic sounds better
when,
than lie.
When you have to lie to get elected, there could just be the possibility that there's something kind of flawed about your policies, that people aren't accepting of them. But you don't care because you know better, right? Right. Now, it's just like a parent. If a child is lying to you, what's your next assumption? Well, if you feel like you have to lie to me, wow, how bad is it? What did you really do if you have to lie? And that's what Kamala is. Hey, sometimes you got to lie to get elected. Okay. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, I've got some things I need to know. And why does the media run and schedule debates? How come there's not a political panel and then media just covers the debate? It doesn't make any sense. It's like the WWE scheduling and producing a debate. There should be a political panel that schedules where presidential candidates don't get a choice of whether to debate or not. Here's debate one, here's debate two, here's debate three. These are the topics. You're going to be there. And the media just covers it.
I get where you're coming from, but then again, okay, who is going to participate in this so-called panel? Mm-hmm. And remember, you still have to get the people that are going to actually do the debate to agree. And look, the way it's going and the way you can measure how far left and how positive news has been for Kamala and how negative it's been of Trump, he'd have every reason in the world to say, oh, heck no, ABC News, are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
All right, but he's going to push forward anyway. But to your point, again, who's supposedly neutral?
That's tough.
I mean, who's neutral? No, everybody's going to be apartisan to one degree or another, usually.
Mm-hmm. And are we going to see a second debate? Really?
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
I doubt it. 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more to get to, including 13 pairs in Afghanistan. We'll remember that coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Oh, my gosh. California lost power. At least thousands, 50,000 people lost power.
Yeah, that never happens.
How could that possibly happen? Don't they all have, like, solar panels and stuff?
Windmills in their backyard.
It's 8:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here tonight. The debate, 9 p.m. Kamala versus Donald J. And that will be aired right here on the sky, so you can check it out if you're on the move, certainly. California residents once again struggling to keep the lights on after as many as 50,000 people lost electricity in a heat wave this weekend. Even caused the famed Hollywood Bowl to cancel a concert due to the power outage. What's the dealio? Why can't they get the infrastructure up to snuff? I mean, California, I mean, they've got so much money. What was the what were the legislature talking about? Giving illegals a bunch of money for a house?
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of their health care and all that? Hey, why don't you help the power companies put up a couple of telephone poles or power poles?
Wow. Huh?
Is that asking too much? Well, put a couple of more gerbil on the wheel. Get that thing spinning. I mean, this is a state. I remember it was a very interesting case. Gosh, this might go back 20 years. And it was the first that I saw of its kind. Basically, it was two neighbors in California.
Yeah.
Well, what did we always say about California? Tree huggers.
Oh, yeah.
Tree huggers, right? Love their trees.
Yep.
Guy's got these beautiful trees on his property. Well, guess what? A couple of years back, you know, when the electricity go up, everybody gets into, like, the solar panels and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Put solar panels on his roof. Hey, your shade is interfering with my ability to get that.
Of
course. Of course the guy with the trees is going to win. It's California, right? No. That's why it caught my attention. I'm like, wow, the tide is turning. The green energy thing now trumps, so to speak, trees in California. And that's when, you know what I mean? You saw it, it's like, wow.
Reality kind of kicking in.
By the way, I don't know if people realize this, but the best way to fight, you know, climate change and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Go ahead, Greg.
Trees.
Yes.
Isn't
trees
crazy?
And plants.
But if
the best thing you can do. But I don't hear any big, I don't even hear anything like the policies that apparently Kamala's got a couple, three out now.
Yeah.
I don't see anything there about the planting of trees.
But if you notice when you drive through Gainesville lately,
how
much development is going on?
Less trees. Certainly
they
there used to be.
They are wiping out trees like crazy.
And this is a town that was quite proud of and deservedly so for their tree canopy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them coming down.
Oh, yeah. Trees are going. Green energy and solar panels are the future. Which, by the way, and this was noted somewhere, maybe in a meme or something, and they do it in some places, I think St. Pete Pier. If you're going to put up, instead of putting up an array of solar panels in these areas out in the countryside, what about putting them everywhere we park? That way it provides shade and cover from the elements for our vehicles, and because they're elevated, in other words, you use them as like a roof, they're producing electricity, and you don't have to take up what could be farmland, green land, cow eating land, whatever.
Cow eating land,
you know what I mean?
Yes, like grazing. Yeah,
why don't we do that? Why is it up? Oh, we're going to build this big array. We're going to take up acres and acres and acres of prime land.
Well, can I throw out a little caveat to the whole thing?
Caviar, sure.
No caviar.
I'm an elitist.
Totally
bring
different.
Bring some lobster,
totally
too.
You'll choke on
it. I hope you don't choke on it.
Anybody ever measure the heat that's actually reflected back off of solar panels into the atmosphere?
I believe it is substantial, hence the reason why you don't hear much dialogue about it.
Oh, that's why we don't talk about it. Because we're heating the atmosphere?
It's possible.
Okay, thanks, William Shatner.
Hey, Congress is doing something good? Wait, hold on.
Come on.
Hit the brakes, ABS, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Congress plans to honor the 13 American service members who were killed in the Biden-Harris administration's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. This will be during a congressional gold medal ceremony that will take place later today. It's scheduled for 11 a.m. This will be, of course, just hours before Trump and Harris go at it. Yeah, and will they talk about that disastrous withdrawal? Will they talk about the fact that the anniversary of 9/11 will be just a few hours away from their debate start?
Yeah.
And how national security is still, well, should still be important. Like, you know, how open borders are bad for national security. You're welcome. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big debate tonight. So it's just the beginning of a Trash Talking Tuesday. It will continue into the night, thanks to Florence Recycling. Although, they don't have anything to do with the debate, per se. Although, it will air right here on the Sky tonight. A couple of things I think that Trump needs to really hammer down on the open borders and not let her try to squirm her way out with her weak excuse. Well, we had a bipartisan bill. No. Kamala, you can't fool me. I was the president for 4 years. I know exactly what an executive order is, and I know exactly what you and Joe Biden did as soon as you took over, and that was you opened the borders wide open. This is not an accident, you know? And that should be, you know, pounded home. And then also what that means in terms of the fentanyl, the trafficking, and all that. But because tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11, I think it'd be very appropriate to say, and not to mention the fentanyl and the trafficking in human beings and stuff, but this is a national security risk at a time when we remember 9/11, how devastating that was. Can you imagine at that time, if right after 9/11, one of the things, let's say George W. Bush said, is, we're going to open the borders wide open. You would go completely crazy. Well, we still live in a post 9/11 world, which means 9/11 happened. Bad things can still happen. We stopped how many hundreds of people at the border that are on a terror watch list? How many got away?
Mm-hmm.
How many got away? How many, Kamala? That's just one area where I think there's no way, shape, or form that she should certainly not get the better of that issue, but
no.
but be hammered on harshly.
Well, again, the fact that there have been those captured that are on the list, and again, we go back to that point, it's not just poor Mexican families. We've seen them from the Middle East and China and Venezuela, and they're here. We just don't know what's going to happen next.
One of the other things that he can question her on is, hey, it's been like 50, 60 days, and you haven't done a press conference. You really haven't answered questions. And just now, just the other day, you put a couple of policy things up on your website. Why the delay? And why are you afraid to really speak to the media, which is clearly heavily favoring you anyway? So What is that fear all about? You could ask her that. In the meantime, though, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo acting as a pulling guard and blocking for Kamala as she tries to do an end sweep.
Wow.
She was on Squawk Box on CNBC, and she basically said, well, you know, Harris hasn't done a lot of interviews because she has a punishing schedule.
Really?
Very busy. You know, when Trump was president, seemed like he had a fairly busy schedule, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, he took the time to talk to the media. As a matter of fact, showing how busy his schedule was, one of the times he had time to talk was when he was usually leaving on Marine One.
Yeah.
So the helicopter is whirling behind him,
yes.
And he would take question after question.
Yes, he would.
So you knew, hey, he's busy. The helicopter's waiting for him. Yet he's taking the time to answer all of their questions. Kamala has never done anything like that, ever.
And what do we see here? Here's a pattern. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz. That last question that comes their way that they don't want to answer, what do they do? Boy, they just bail. They are gone. They are out of here.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing. They've been running away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, if you've got Kamala running away from questions,
mm-hmm.
and yet she has this punishing schedule, who is minding the shop? Because apparently Joe Biden, they've measured it, and has spent 40.3% of his presidency on vacation. So 40% on vacation. Look,
Who's running the store?
Yeah, we're not going to pretend like right. he is. He's right. not. But yeah. you're making it painfully obvious. And guess who else is going to find out he's on vacation 40% of the time? Our enemies, perhaps? Mm, bad actors that want to do bad things?
Now, Bob, the White House has told us that even if the president's not in the White House, and forget the fact that we keep seeing these pictures of him sitting on the beach, they've told us he's still working. He's still doing the work.
I don't care whether he's in his house in Rehoboth Beach. I don't care if he's in the White House. The most important place that I would like him to be is some place that he hasn't been. That would be in his mind versus
good point.
Out of his mind.
Yeah.
Roy, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, my first thought on that is I think he's been on vacation 99% of the time. Just doesn't matter where he's at. My real question is, are they even teaching 9/11 and December the 11th or December the 7th in school anymore? Because it doesn't seem like anybody cares or remembers it.
You know, it will, I guess, measure that to some extent by, you know, how the media treats it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'd have to reach out to somebody that, you know, still has children in school age and see how that is treated or taught about in the schools.
I know 2 or 3 years ago on September 11th, Blake came home and I wanted to kind of go down that road. And something was mentioned about New York. Something happened in New York. Yeah.
Some people did something.
They did. Yeah, they did.
Remember that one?
We've heard that before.
Yeah,
some people
we have.
Did. Thanks, AOC.
Hey, never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Plenty more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, including Senator Ted Cruz talking about Kamala and the direction she would take the nation. I'll only give you one guess, but that's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come on, let's make it a great day. Do a little trash talking, why not?
Well, yeah.
Trash talking Tuesday underway, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What's that?
Let's take a look at Radiant Credit Union and a look at the tropics, if you don't mind. What's little old Francine up to? Let me see if they updated this. Let me hit the old refresh. Fang. The refresh thangy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nothing. They updated it, but it's virtually the same. 65 miles an hour. Sustained winds. Moving north at 5 miles an hour. Due to hit the Gulf Coast, basically the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, being in its target. somewhere between Houston and New Orleans. And that should be, you know, they'll start feeling that stuff tomorrow. And then by, 3-4 o'clock, it's probably going to, you know, break ground or whatever they say. And it will not or should not impact much of Florida, save for the very tip of the panhandle, perhaps some winds, some additional rains, things like that. But for the most part, the Sunshine State is, I think we escaped on this one. But we feel for the folks there in New Orleans. Not exactly, you know, a city on a hill.
No. But remember how we were told back when from all the experts how, oh, this is going to be another bad year for hurricanes. We need to, we're going to, climate change, global warming, cooling, refreshing, it's going to be bad.
Well, if you look at the things like the temperature of the water in both the Gulf and the Atlantic, they would normally, that would be some of the modeling that would be very important in their predictions. Right. So, yeah, it is interesting that even when these other factors seem to be there and relevant, that it's not necessarily ratcheting things up the way one might think. So,
but they like to talk about it. They love that.
Look, weather truly is unpredictable. That's why man loves the futile idea of trying to predict it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or control it even, maybe.
Huh? Shh.
Oh, sorry.
My gosh.
I know.
Just tell the Chinese everything. Tell them about our weather-making machine.
Blasphemy.
Go ahead.
Right.
Tell them.
They'll build a cheaper one. It'll break.
That is... Yeah. Not funny.
Oh, I
because
know.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah, it probably is.
James Earl Jones has passed away at the age of 93. Is there much of a voice you'd recognize more than his?
No. I am the father.
One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Yeah. It was that. His role in Conan was really put him over the top, I think. But anyway, James Earl Jones... gone, but certainly will not be forgotten for a very long time. The legacy is his great voice. 93, rest in peace. Aaron Rodgers really rising like a phoenix from the ashes of injury, not being in a professional football game for like 600 days, took the field against, of all teams, the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football. How'd he do? Okay. He did okay, but okay isn't going to be good enough to beat the 49ers, but I think he restored maybe some hope for Jets fans. You know, there were glimpses of good things that could be coming this year. But the 49ers, once again, were just too good. And you think with Christian McCaffrey out, you know, it was going to change their game. But it looked like they followed it just like McCaffrey was in there and gave the ball to Jordan Mason, who, I don't know, he became a star overnight, I think, because he performed extremely, extremely well. All right. The debate is going to air tonight on The Sky, and that'll be at 9 o'clock. So you want to make sure that you're listening to that or watching it or whatever. But this is going to be big. This is going to be big because... what are we, 57 days before the election and not to mention early voting coming up? And Kamala just now is putting out some of her her policies. Now, these are broken down by Alberto Martinez. So I'm just going to share this with you real quick. Here's a couple of 3 points. Supporting the Climate Equality Act, which would require the government to make stronger consideration of racial and economic inequalities in its environmental policies. Yeah, because climate change knows what color we are, right? Isn't that kind of like COVID knew what time it was?
Yeah, pretty much.
COVID knew that COVID was confused when everybody was shopping at Publix and only going in one direction down the aisle. COVID's like, what's going on here?
Because it had to make sure it was in the right aisle to get caught.
Insanity. Anyway, then, number two, $10 trillion climate change plan. $10 trillion. Wow. That's double our budget, entire budget, for the entire nation to run everything. But this would be earmarked just for climate change plan. It promised carbon neutral U.S. economy by 2045 and would have cost families at least $8,000 a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And essentially eliminates the internal combustion engine automobiles by 2030. Number three, you've heard of Kamala's Medicare for All plan, but did you know that it would have mandated taxpayer-funded sex change operations and hormone therapy, including, presumably, for children? I know her plan also called for the elimination of private health insurance. In other words, you would not have any choice. Regardless of what your employee was going to offer, what you could afford yourself, it's all one system. Good luck, suckers.
So they can tell you what's going to happen to your child and who's going to do it.
Wow. Yeah.
Talk about no parental control.
And those are just three of the positions. They're kind of cooked down in easily assumable bites. All right. Senator Cruz, though, in much simpler language that I can understand, if Harris gets to the White House, she'll go hard, hard left.
Yes.
Yeah. We knew it was going to be left. We knew it was going to be a hard left. Cruz said it's going to be a hard, hard left. And who knows? It could be a hard, hard, hard left with a Beetlejuice or two thrown in for good measure.
Ooh, be careful.
Senator Ted Cruz, he said this Monday on America's Newsroom, basically that's it in a nutshell. And then he referenced Bernie Sanders like I did the other day. Remember Bernie? Cruz said, I agree with Bernie Sanders, by the way. Kamala is right. She says that her values haven't changed. Well, they haven't changed, Cruz said. She's been a hard left vote her entire life. In the Senate, she showed up in 2017. I served with her for years, and 100% of the time, she voted hard left. Her voting record is to the left of Bernie. That's true. As to the left of Elizabeth Warren, true. I serve with them, Cruz says. It is not easy to get to their left. Ain't much space there, he said. Kamala happily occupied it. And what I was talking about with and I think he started to reference too, by the way, Bernie Sanders, because they asked, hey, is she abandoning her principles or whatever? And Bernie said, no, but she's pragmatic and she has to do what it takes to win the election. I mean, basically admitted that she's going to lie about her policies, about her mission and all that, lie to get elected.
Pragmatic sounds better than lying.
When you have to lie to get elected, there could just be the possibility that there's something kind of flawed about your policies, that people aren't accepting of them. But you don't care because you know better, right? Right. Now, it's just like a parent. If a child is lying to you, what's your next assumption? Well, if you feel like you have to lie to me, wow, how bad is it? What did you really do if you have to lie? And that's what Kamala is. Hey, sometimes you got to lie to get elected. Okay. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, I've got some things I need to know. Why does the media run and schedule debates? How come there's not a political panel and then media just covers the debate? It doesn't make any sense. It's like the WWE scheduling and producing a debate. There should be a political panel that schedules where presidential candidates don't get a choice of whether to debate or not. Here's debate one, here's debate two, here's debate three. These are the topics. You're going to be there. And the media just covers it.
I get where you're coming from, but then again, okay, who is going to participate in this so-called panel?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you still have to get the people that are going to actually do the debate to agree. And look, the way it's going and the way you can measure how far left and how positive news has been for Kamala and how negative it's been of Trump, he'd have every reason in the world to say, oh, heck no, ABC News, are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
All right, but he's going to push forward anyway. But to your point, again, who's supposedly neutral?
That's tough.
I mean, who's neutral? No, everybody's going to be a partisan to one degree or another, usually.
Mm-hmm. And are we going to see a second debate? Really?
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
I doubt it. 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to get to, including 13 pairs in Afghanistan. We'll remember that coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Oh, my gosh. California lost power. At least thousands, 50,000 people lost power.
Yeah, that never happens.
How could that possibly happen? Don't they all have, like, solar panels and stuff?
Windmills in their backyard.
It's 8:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here tonight. The debate, 9 p.m. Kamala versus Donald J. And that will be aired right here on the Sky. So you can check it out if you're on the move. Certainly. California residents once again struggling to keep the lights on after as many as 50,000 people lost electricity in a heat wave this weekend. Even caused the famed Hollywood Bowl to cancel a concert due to the power outage. What's the dealio? Why can't they get the infrastructure up to snuff? I mean, California? I mean, they've got so much money. What was the what were the legislature talking about? Giving illegals a bunch of money for a house?
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of their health care and all that? Hey, why don't you help the power companies put up a couple of telephone poles or power poles?
Wow. Huh?
Is that asking too much? Well, put a couple of more gerbil on the wheel. Get that thing spinning. I mean, this is a state. I remember it was a very interesting case. Gosh, this might go back 20 years. And it was the first that I saw of its kind. Basically, it was two neighbors in California.
Yeah.
Well, what did we always say about California? Tree huggers.
Oh, yeah.
Tree
hugger,
right? Love their trees.
Yep.
Guy's got these beautiful trees on his property. Well, guess what? A couple of years back, you know, when the electricity go up, everybody gets into, like, the solar panels and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Put solar panels on his roof. Hey, your shade is interfering with my ability to get that. Of course the guy with the trees is going to win. It's California, right? No. That's why it caught my attention. I'm like, wow, the tide is turning. The green energy thing now trumps, so to speak, trees in California. And that's when, you know what I mean? You saw it. I was like, wow.
Reality kind of kicking in.
By the way, I don't know if people realize this, but the best way to fight, you know, climate change and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Oh.
Go ahead, Greg.
Trees.
Yes.
Isn't
trees
crazy?
And plants.
But
the best thing you can do. But I don't hear any big. I don't even hear anything like the policies that apparently Kamala's got a couple, three out now.
Yeah.
I don't see anything there about the planting of trees.
But have you noticed when you drive through Gainesville lately,
how
much development is going on?
Less trees. Certainly,
they
there used to be.
They are wiping out trees like crazy.
And this is a town that was quite proud of and. And deservedly so for their tree canopy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Trees are going. Green energy and solar panels are the future. Which, by the way, and this was noted somewhere, maybe in a meme or something, and they do it in some places, I think St. Pete Pier. If you're going to put up, instead of putting up an array of solar panels in these areas out in the countryside, what about putting them everywhere we park? That way it provides shade and cover from the elements for our vehicles, and because they're elevated, in other words, you use them as like a roof, they're producing electricity, and you don't have to take up what could be farmland, green land, cow eating land, whatever.
Yeah, cow eating land.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like grazing. Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Why is it up? Oh, we're going to build this big array. We're going to take up acres and acres and acres of prime land.
Well, can I throw out a little caveat to the whole thing?
Caviar? Sure.
No caveat.
I'm an elitist.
Totally
Bring
different.
Some lobster,
totally
too.
You'll choke on
it. I hope you don't choke on it.
Anybody ever measure the heat that's actually reflected back off of solar panels into the atmosphere?
I believe it is substantial, hence the reason why you don't hear much dialogue about it.
That's why we don't talk about it. Because we're heating the atmosphere?
It's possible.
Okay. Thanks, William Shatner.
Hey, Congress is doing something good? Wait, hold on.
Come on.
Hit the brakes, ABS, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Congress plans to honor the 13 American service members who were killed in the Biden-Harris administration's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. This will be during a congressional gold medal ceremony that will take place later today. It's scheduled for 11 a.m. This will be, of course, just hours before Trump and Harris go at it. Yeah, and will they talk about that disastrous withdrawal?
Mm.
Will they talk about the fact that the anniversary of 9/11 will be just a few hours away from their debate start?
Yeah.
And how national security is still, well, should still be important. Like, you know, how open borders are bad for national security. You're welcome. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.